Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the title of
flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to episode 20 of the third season of Law and Disorder 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season of Law and Disorder.
Our heroes are in hell, charged with killing the demon lord Yeonu and freeing the gnolls that were in his power. Our heroes have succeeded in scaring away the gnolls and completing a ritual. This ritual was binding the demon lord Yeonu with the god Gorlick. And now, alone in this hellscape, they must face this demon god and destroy him no matter what. For what this means for the war of Nova against the gods, no one can say. And now we join them on the battlefield as once again they engage the enemy.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help us out, you can easily do that by following us on Facebook and on Twitter. You can also go to our website, thatsnotcanon.com, for more information on this podcast or any of the other plethora of podcasts on the network. And now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me to play the game tonight are...
Jack playing Dashbold.
Sebastian playing Jim.
Isaac playing Melina.
Palus played by Patrick.
And Nick playing Black Patty.
Now, where did we leave off, everyone?
Demon.
We
Big
just
demon.
Killed the demon god, and
I think
we were
managed,
riding off into the metaphorical sunset.
And there was lots of gold that we had.
Yeah, lots of gold. We didn't need it, though.
Maybe too many women, right? Like,
yeah, old chicks for Palouse.
The ratio was well off, I'm just saying.
Palouse is probably gay.
You remember the last session very differently to me.
Okay. Do you want to...
What do you remember?
You can chime in. We'll compromise.
For those of you at home, it has been a little while since we last played, so I'm just going to do a little bit of a recap for those at the table. You arrived in Hell using a combination of Melina's ability and the Titan's dimensional portal. You alighted on the top of a fortress in which there were several rituals being conducted by Dao on pyres around this fortress. The entire ground was covered with a writhing mass of gnoll bodies, both being fed raw flesh of living creatures, having sex, giving birth, and killing each other. You pushed your big red button and the gnolls fled. As you went down to try and disrupt some of the rituals, a swarm of mephits flew to the top of the tower to attack those there. A fight broke out around one of the rituals. Two Dao were defending the ritual. Black Paddy, James, and Palus were quite intent on disrupting it. The Dao left, the ritual exploded, and Palus was in the middle of it. The red lightning that had been building up amongst this henge used Palus as a focus and shot red lightning directly into the face of the demon god, looming over the entire scene in a valley of stone about 1,000 feet away.
Not my intention.
And yet here we are.
I made a mistake.
Melina was on her way to interrupt the next ritual when she saw the rest of the Dao draw their giant hammers, smash the pillars of their own rituals, causing a cascade of similar sight with earth elementals instead of Palus in the center, and then disappear into the ground. The pillars turned to dust, and the demon god rose. The cloud of mephits is descending upon Dashbold and Jim, who ride upon Ducklord towards the rising god demon. Melina hovers in the air above them, and Palus is unconscious, being tended to by Black Paddy, 100 feet in the air on their own stone pyre. Any questions thus far, gentlemen?
What are our odds?
Yes, how do we kill the the demon god thing? Like, just condense it down, 20 words.
M.
Yes.
You can see that as each bolt of lightning hit the demon king, it arced over and over again, stitching the two bodies, the one belonging to Yeonu and the one belonging to Gorilik, more and more together. However, the fusion was incomplete, leaving Gorilik with two arms and Yeonu with one and his massive flail. They are stitched together by this red lightning. As the ritual fails, pillars of black stone covered in runic script erupt from their flesh.
Ugh.
Along this join, the eyes open, seemingly a cavity filled with red electricity. It opens a mouth. Both of them open their mouth again to this void of red energy.
Hate it.
And they raise their phases to the sky and bellow out in their rage, releasing gouts of red lightning up from their position. As you see that they were seated, they climb, and they're now standing 12 to 14 feet tall, and they climb over this quite impenetrable wall towards you. The ritual has failed. They are being held together by massive amounts of energy, but there still seems to be conflict between the two personalities. That's what M knows. Dashbold, Jim on Ducklord, you hear a chorus of screeching voices as the mephits get within 100 feet of you, shouting what can only be considered obscenities in a language that you probably don't understand. What languages do you understand?
Modron, Sylvan, Gnome.
Infernal?
Modron?
Celestial?
Just in case?
Hey, role playing.
There you go.
Yeah.
And his sister was a Modron expert.
Beep boop, beep boop.
Ah,
it was quite fun for a while.
They are about to descend upon you. Black Paddy takes out the rod that was in Alyssa's belt, whacks him with it, heals him for
22.
That's good.
That is very good.
Thank you. You're welcome.
As the god screams again, this time releasing energy directly at the tip of the fortress, directly through the cloud of mephits, which explode in a cloud of dust as every one of you feels gravity shift.
Ooh.
And you start falling directly towards the god demon.
What if I'm flying?
You just feel the gravity shift. You don't start
falling.
Can
I grab the pylon that we are on and try and grip?
The pylon, that is just the ground to you.
Yeah,
it is entirely smooth.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is you've just been whacked and healed.
Yeah.
I'm going to get each of you to make a strength saving throw as you fall onto the giant body of this god demon creature.
Oh my god, okay.
I'd just like to use my root to stop myself from falling.
You can try to do that. That's still going to be a strength because you're going to be traveling a significant distance.
Oh. 18?
15.
9.
Can I make... Do I add athletics to it or is it just straight strength?
Yeah, you can do athletics.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. That's 22. Oh.
Okay.
Still 18, yeah, sorry.
18, 15.
Mine's 10 then.
22. Ooh.
Dashbold is the only one who doesn't find his feet because he's struggling to help Ducklord, who falls, cracks its neck, and dissipates out of existence.
There's no chance I can roll to catch Dashbold.
Dashbold, you take 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
That's all right.
As you are on the new center of this universe, the god demon Yeonu Gorelick.
Yeah, that's less good.
But we're all there now, right? We're all kind of together-ish?
Except M.
How far are we from each other now? No, I'm obviously pretty close to Dashbolt because we were
together.
Yeah, no,
but... so you'd be like 70 feet away from each other.
Okay.
This is a skill challenge.
Yeah, it is.
Because as you land, limbs start pushing out of the flesh, trying to grab you and pull you into the body and flesh of this demon.
Let's get some
The only thing that stands out that isn't this either hairy or bald flesh are these pillars of black stone along the place where these two are stitched together. About every 50 feet, there is one of these, maybe 20 altogether. And they are always emitting this poisonous red light. I'm going to get you all to roll a d20.
Oh, okay.
2.
Ah, just a d20?
Just a d20.
18.
8.
9. 12. Yay,
hey,
no
so
ones.
Palus will be going first.
Oh, no.
I'm not a skill boy.
It's probably good for you to go first then. You've
it will be fine,
you've played a skill challenge before?
Yes, I've played with you, Zane. You're
yes,
cruel.
Good.
I've seen the DCs on this.
Yeah, actually, what is the DC?
Interesting.
What
do you think the DC is for fighting a god and
25.
Demon lord?
25.
Oh. 25.
I was going to 25.
13.
13's an unlucky number. I could deal with that.
13, yeah. 13's an unlucky number.
Really,
I don't know.
In
yeah.
theme.
Can I get, just out of interest, what everyone's HP is currently?
87. Yep.
54.
34.
22.
I need to math. Like 47?
The DC is 23.
Okay.
You need 8 successes before 4 failures.
You can give someone advantage rather than doing anything.
Oh. That's a good idea.
You can help.
I might help.
But you have to justify it.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's right. Yeah, it has to be. So we have collapsed onto the body of the giant demon god thing.
Yeah.
Ogre. What parts of the body are we on? What's going on? Tell me all about it, Zach.
You are on the chest.
Yep, okay.
Those two are kind of on the left waist.
Okay. Okay.
You're high up on the right chest.
And what's happening?
Limbs reaching up out of the flesh.
Right.
To kind of grab you and trying to pull you in.
Okay, and do they seem to be like reacting to the footfalls? It's reacting to where we are, or have they erupted all over the body?
No, it's reacting to where you are.
Okay,
definitely.
I would like to make a stealth check to see if I can try and slip away and move in a way that they don't rise up and grab me.
Absolutely.
23. Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's one success.
Yeah, fucking take that.
Yeah, so you're just like, no.
Yeah.
And you roll away and just kind of find a place where there is some sort of keratinous.
Like she's got some warts or something that I jump on there.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Skin doesn't react to touch as well.
Gorlick is not a pleasant looking creature.
Right.
And there seems to be some like rock like skin that is. That it seems to be safe to tread upon. This gets you dangerously close, though, to the seam where they are joined and these pillars, and you feel deathly ill. You feel very sick going close to these things.
Okay.
And right now, it's going to... with one hand reaching up over its shoulder, it's going to grab Black Patty...
Hey, what?
...and throw you.
You just got yeeted.
You're going to fall back.
So it throws you off and then gravity sucks you back towards the body.
Yeah.
Okay, at the apex of my journey.
It's not your turn, buddy.
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
Reaction.
800 feet away, this thing is walking towards you. You've seen everything. Loose earth just kind of fall onto the new center of this realm. What are you going to do? Are there notes being passed? Is that what's going on?
Maybe.
No.
Of course not.
How dare you teamwork?
We're just thinking about the situation.
Quietly so we don't ruin the recording.
Yeah.
You should thank us.
Edit these things. Not this, though.
Scandalous note has been passed to us.
Notes on a scandal?
Right.
Hey.
I'm quite far away from the scene.
Mm-hmm. You should teleport
You're still flying.
I am still flying.
Did you not get gravity?
Well,
so it's not like a vacuum, it's gravity.
It's gravity.
Mm. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
My friends are getting sucked into this thing. Well, people are getting sucked into this thing. Maybe friends.
You've seen Black Patty just being kind of like it's nothing. The most acrobatic of all of you just kind of reached, grabbed, and thrown away from it. And as he kind of falls away from it, he gets pulled back. And this is going to hurt if he lands.
Okay. I have a crazy idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if this is legal.
Okay.
I want to fly up close to it, and I want to cast Mental Prison on the dumber of the two heads.
Which one's the dumber head, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, but... you either... The check is...
Well, one was like...
It's either insight...
The other one's an ogre.
...to figure out which is the dumber of the two heads... Or you declare a head and it's Arcana.
Well, this guy doesn't have Arcana, so I think I'm safe. So
yes, that checks out.
All right, let's see, an ogre versus a gnoll.
And you've met a gnoll. Have you ever met a gnoll? Have you met an ogre?
I have never met an ogre, but you're very well spoken.
Am I?
I've
been awakened magically.
It's true.
Yeah, I would say Palouse is atypical.
I don't know what null stats are, though. That's not me trying to lead you. I don't know.
Right, well, I guess I might do insight. It's a lower roll for me, but since it's at the start, I think it's time to make the more risky plays.
Okay.
All right, which one do I think is dopeter?
Well, you're going to do this anyway, so roll your insight, and you're going to cast the spell either way.
Ooh, that's a nat one.
Okay. Oh,
do you have any inspiration,
buddy?
No, I gave it to someone.
Is he close enough for me to give him my inspiration?
Yeah, you can.
I
do
have
it.
To be within 60 feet to cast the spell. By the way,
you can.
Yeah, you're going to be flying straight up to it.
You
like,
can give him your inspiration.
Yeah, it isn't combat time. Yeah, you can give it to anyone.
Inspiration.
Oh come on! I'd already written down the two failures.
Well,
listen, I want to turn there most likely.
Look, I'm using a dice app because rolling the normal dice always gives me an out one.
And now it's just you.
Better than that one.
It's a 9.
Still
okay,
right.
So that's a 1 failure instead. So
50% better.
That's much better. I'll take that.
You fly directly at this thing, and as it opens its eyes turn towards you, it's literally like beams of sickening energy that you kind of dodge around and fly, and you decide that it is definitely the gnoll head that you should cast this spell on. You cast it. And you feel your energies fight against the immense mental power of the god, and it's kind of shakes and drops to a knee and reaches out to grab you. It grabs you and just throws you directly on the ground. Halve your hit points, please.
Half my hit points. I'm bold maths.
I'm near the waist, right? Is that what you were saying before?
That's where you currently are, yes.
Okay, Jimmy has an idea. You can pick the check here, Zane, because there's a lot of steps here. I would like to... because I have a rope and I've got just general shit on me. So I want like a... is it a piston? Is the word I want? Where like you go mountain
hitten.
Climb? Hitten, thank you.
Yes.
Just into it somewhere. And then I would like to kind of go down and then I'm going to punch it in the nubs. Because I figure if it's distracted by immense pain, maybe it'll be a little bit less of a dick currently. There's a lot of steps there, I'm aware.
That sounds like a real sleight of hand.
I'm going to say, instead of a piton, you can just like tie it onto one of the arms or the claws that are trying to grab you currently in your nards.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I'll just
And then just swing down.
Bam. And I'd like to, I mean, I don't know if it's going to matter in the context. I'm happy to use one of my abilities to punch it in the nards, or I can just punch it in the nards. Whatever makes sense for you. I don't mind.
No.
I was happy to give it a big old punch though.
No, it's going to be harder to get there than to actually do some damage.
Oh, yeah, no, it's with the context of the punch though. Yeah, I'm happy to roll whatever.
It's going to be acrobatics.
Yeah, I'd love that. Probably. What's the DC again?
23.
Yeah, okay, so... yeah, okay. Let's say 17s or higher. The two. But I have inspiration I'm going to try and use to avoid falling to my death.
I respect that.
He's got the dice. 20. Nat 20.
Oh, fuck yes!
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, that was so much better
good
than
job,
that
Jimmy
fucking
Jam.
Okay, so you tie a rope around a claw that's emerged out of the furry waist of this god-demon beast and just kind of run directly down, jump down, swung around straight into where its nards would usually be, but it is naked, and as soon as you kind of round that corner, you see one of these pillars is there, and you just smack straight into the side of it, just breaking it in half.
I'll take that as a win.
And the god demon shrieks in pain as the two halves of the god split. And inside you see the coiling, clear, Icarus muscle flesh that is inside this god.
Was it a nard? Did I find a nard?
There's no nard.
Oh, okay. It wasn't inside
the... the pillar that he just broke, they're the pillars that we were trying, that were conduits for the energy earlier?
These are the ones making you feel sick.
Okay.
The ritual has formed these...
pillars out of his body.
These obelisks, let's call these obelisks.
Yeah, okay, cool.
With runes that are keeping the god demon together.
Right.
And new he's objective. Broken one of them. Beautiful. And it's ripped part of the connection open, leaving just like... to call this an open wound is to call the... I guess it's
talking like Grand Canyon.
It's literally... yeah, it's...
yeah, great.
To you, it's like...
cavernous.
It's disturbing. And gross. You're hanging directly in front of it.
Yeah, I'm not liking the situation. But
you're
I'm also
about
kind
to
of
fall
proud.
Into it.
Oh, I thought it was above me. I thought I was hanging and looking up.
No,
to
you
it.
You came around.
Yeah, yeah.
Kicked it, and you kind of swung around as it's torn open, and now you're swinging back, pulled directly towards the flesh because that is the new down.
I'm curious. Is my gut telling me that this is a place I don't want to be, or that this is progress and I should. Can I read a situation here? I'm just curious. I'm a little bit personally confused whether like this is a good thing or a bad thing right now.
This makes you think that you can tear these things apart. And if that happens, you don't think either of them will be very healthy.
Ooh, okay, cool. Thank you.
But you know that this red energy, poison.
Yeah.
Dashboard.
James, can you think of some way to break them apart further? I'd like to give him advantage on Arcana. An Arcana check. If I can. Help.
Oh, he just ran a long way away from you.
I did like exhale down this
I'm
thing.
I'm a very good bard. I'm able to project injecting my voicey bits.
Oh, to be fair, is the rat on you?
He usually is. What he does.
Sure, Nobby will be there. Okay, yeah, so you want to help James on
and
his next
bardic
action.
Inspiration as well.
Arcana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dashbold, directly beneath you, multiple rows of circular jaws open up.
No.
Jesus.
And suck you with it into the body and start lacerating all of your lower half.
No, no. It's been fun being on this podcast. It really has.
Halve your hit points, please.
Oh, Jesus. Looping dupes.
We're at 3 successes, 1 failure.
Oh.
Black Patty.
All right, what's my situation?
You land.
Excellent. And I fucking hide.
You take half...
What?
...of your hit points, please.
All right.
32.
And I shall hide.
Okay.
I pass.
Okay.
With a 30 for the record.
So you roll and you see what Palus did. You're now kind of on the neck of the Gorlick part, and you feel kind of, you see purple lightning, very different to the red lightning, kind of around the head of Yionyu, in kind of sort of like a cage formation, but it's, he's fighting against it, and he's trying to headbutt Gorlick. So you're right there. So you're basically, you just kind of ride up into the neck and just like, if I stay here, no one's going to notice me.
Yep. How big are these heads?
About one story, one and a half stories.
So like a house.
Yeah.
Okay. Heavy. Cool. Yep. Great.
So 4 successes, 1 failure. You are well on your way to succeeding. The god demon charges directly at the fortress. As it reaches out one hand and you see massive chunks of the fortress break apart and come towards you. It's going to start raining rocks in a moment.
Oh, God. My turn?
Your turn.
Okay. I saw one of these obelisks break open?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. Is there one near me?
Yes, you're dangerously close to one. You feel sickened by being so close to it.
I feel like that's you telegraphing that I shouldn't go close to it, but I've seen something happen when
everyone
it breaks
feels
apart.
Like they okay, shouldn't go close to these things because it's like radiating illness.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, in that case, I'm going to... what am I going to do?
Be a hero.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast it. I'm not going to go any closer.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot Eldritch Blast at it.
Roll an Arcana.
Roll an Arcana. Oh, that's a check?
Yeah.
It's not just an attack roll?
Nope.
Oh, I shouldn't do that. No, can I change?
Nope. You declared it.
Okay.
That was pretty.
Okay, well, I'm not going to pass because I don't have a modifier, so I fail.
You can still crit.
Oh, yeah.
A crit is...
I didn't crit.
Okay, so that's one failure.
Sorry, I thought I could roll an attack roll to see if I could.
No, so what happens here
is
you Eldritch Blast one of these things with your energy. Can you describe for me what your Eldritch Blast looks like?
Yeah, so instead of like it being like Dark Force energy, it's like sort of thick globules of blood that emerge out of my hands from my own body and shoot forward.
Nice. I like it. Yeah.
So what happens is they hit.
Yeah.
You don't miss, but they immediately just kind of bubble and then this red energy just arcs straight back at you, forming a bond between you and the pillar.
That's bad.
Pulling you in towards it.
Should have left. Should have listened to that cue from the DM saying it made me feel bad.
Halve your hit points, please.
Okay, yep. I will do that. Thank you.
M, this thing is right on you.
Mm.
You got close enough to cast a spell and got away.
Mm.
The head that you cast the spell on, it's done something entirely different than what that spell was intended to do, and it is currently trying to headbutt the other head because of the agony that it is in. But there are house-size pieces of rock flying at you from the opposite direction. You've seen Dashbold be sucked into a mouth that opened beneath him. You can see Palus attack a pillar and be drawn into it. And you've seen Black Patty cowering in the neck.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
You're literally hiding away from notice. You are cowering.
Cowering's a bit strong. I'm just,
let's use cowardly, perhaps.
Okay, well, he's hiding very manly-like.
He's a rogue. I'm being strategic.
Very tactical.
Yes.
whereas James is about to swing into the open pelvic cavity.
That's just two
James as usual.
That's just two Jameses. And Jim.
And this thing is running towards you faster than you can fly away from it.
Not if I go upwards. Wait, how tall is it?
How tall is it?
Mm.
It's 12 to 14 stories tall.
It's a big boy.
Mm. It's a big boy.
Up is away from it.
Mm. If I do that, I'll have to do a, assume acrobatics check, and that's a one plus one to that, so maybe not.
Probably athletics.
Ooh, that's even better at a plus zero.
Ooh, good choices.
Mm.
I feel like I should do a history check.
Yeah, open up the
There is lore about both of these creatures.
Into Sounds my good. Head library. I'm going to do a history check.
Okay.
Can we get a mini
As
episode in the head
all
library?
Hell literally breaks loose around M. The mountains behind this creature where the god demon was being spawned literally erupt in lava. The higher levels of hell explode for whatever reason.
Mm.
And a vortex of metal and rock basically starts spinning where you know the separation between the seventh and the eighth layers of hell are. Because the very mechanics of this realm are being broken by the existence of this creature. And you're like, head library. What have I got?
Sherlock mode. I'm seeing numbers. I'm seeing words. That is a 27.
Okay, so that's a success. What do you want to know?
What I'm desperate to know is there anything has this ever been attempted before? Because I don't think I would have remembered like this ever happening. God, like gods merging. So I'm trying to look for mine. Has any gods tried to merge before? Which I assume would have gone wrong at some point. If they went wrong at some point, I'm trying to think. Why did they go wrong? How did that stop?
Okay. Deep in your mental library, mm-hmm. you find a small black book that tells you about the Mad God.
Mm.
The Mad God tried this exact thing, and when it failed, because it couldn't succeed, one god died, the other was forever insane.
Mm.
Okay.
I like those odds.
I do like those odds.
So what you know is that this merge... Can't be sustained. It's only been sustained this long because of all the energy that was built up to fuse them together. So, if you can find a way to accelerate the separation, you and your friends might survive.
Oh, we just all
maybe.
Leave.
Yep, that's... Yeah.
Yep. Leave somehow.
I have something to get us out of here. How close is everyone? Just as kind of like a note.
Palus and Paddy would be probably 70 feet apart.
Yeah, okay.
James would be maybe 120 feet below that. And Dashbold would probably be almost directly in the center of the two and then 40 feet to the side.
Yep. Okay.
So not very close together.
First. Okay, cool. Thank you, Zane.
You're welcome. Five successes, two failures, Jim.
Okay, so I'm looking into this horrible cavernous thing, right?
You're swinging into this horrible cavernous gaping wound.
Can I get a description of, without being too gross, what is inside this? Can
have
I see
you
any
ever
of the
seen,
pillars or anything? Or
have you ever seen like a very fleshy fish cut open?
Okay, yeah.
Imagine that, but instead of blood, like glowing red lava lamp liquid.
You know how the pillars were kind of like, some of them were jutting out of the body?
Yes.
Can I see any of like the bases of any of these pillars from inside this wound? Like
yeah, so
on?
You broke one in half and as it's split open, mm-hmm. you can see the root of that obelisk tearing out. And it is maybe four times as long internally as it is externally. And it is pure crystal.
Yep.
And as it tears out, it's tearing flesh with it. And as it falls to the ground, you see that it is enormously long. And so if you think that maybe these things are connecting them on either side.
Yep. So I want to destroy that thing. Now, I don't know if there's any way of me legitimately using the Arcana help that Dashbolt's given me because I'm not a magic boy.
Mm.
Is there, I mean, if not, I'll do some other role, obviously. But is there any way I'm able to use that role to determine maybe the best point to attack it? like that. It's more of a structural weakness thing, but obviously it's a magic. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll let you use your arcana to figure out what the weakness of this ritual is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this won't be me attacking it as well. This is just me working it out, or can I work it out and then attack it as part of this move or not? I do have ranged things, that's why I'm not sure if I can work out what to do with it and then do it.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So you're using your arcana to figure out where to attack and you're going to attack.
Yes, that's my plan.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, so I've got actual advantage and the bardic inspiration too.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Well, so you'd better succeed.
I've got a +9, so I really hope I'll succeed. I'll take the nat 20 I rolled first.
Okay.
And then maybe I won't roll another one.
You might get another nat 20. It'd be cool.
I didn't get another nat 20. But if you want to split hairs, using the advantage, I did get a 37. So is that fine? Is it?
Okay, so what happens here is...
That's the same roll you when you kick down the entire dome.
Either roll, you succeeded.
It's pretty clear to you that the magic in these obelisks is what is keeping these two together. If you can, it's dangerous to get close to them because of the radiance that they're emitting, but these are the linchpin of this ritual. The fewer of them that exist, the quicker these two entities are going to tear apart and end whatever is happening here.
Now, artistic choice here. Zane, do I shoot it with my pistol or do I throw my magical dagger that explodes into it? What's going to make the most sense?
I mean, either or. Like, they're both dramatic.
Let's use the gun then, I think.
Okay.
Blammo. Yeah, that's going to be fun while I'm hanging on one arm.
Which one are you going to aim for?
Well, there's multiple things. I can throw the dagger because the dagger explodes into a 30-foot radius.
There's not multiple within a 30-foot radius, but one of them is currently latched onto energetically one of your teammates.
I honestly don't know that because I'm underneath it.
You can see it.
Oh, I can see it from underneath.
You see there's like a line of them. You're like hanging on a cliff face and you can see a line of them stretching up and over the bottom.
If I can see my boys, I'm not going to blow the one that they're on. Actually, helpful.
Do it. It'll be helpful.
Which boy is it?
Probably me. And you saw me attack it and it didn't go well and I'm being sucked into it.
Oh, he probably needs to get out of there too.
See,
maybe I should attack the one that you're on.
Yeah, mate.
Honestly, I don't fucking know.
It's
so
pulling me into it.
Zane, you know
Let
what?
Let it go. It'll be right.
Float blow his up?
Yeah, that one.
Honestly, whatever. Yeah, the one that Piles is on then.
Okay, so you shoot it.
I want all that XP for killing you.
And Paulus, you hear like this massive crack as all of the runes just kind of shatter.
I think it was me.
And then explode.
I'm so
it definitely
old.
Could have been. No one knows what I'm doing.
There's no other explanation that I have.
People are like swinging about. No one knows what's going
on. That's great.
Except Dashbolt, who's kind of sitting there calmly being consumed, watching everyone.
Yeah.
calmly.
As you.
This is fine.
Are on top of a fissure that opens.
Oh, this is bad. This is bad for me now.
You fall into...
into the flesh.
The flesh.
As opposed to offer the thing, though, that's probably...
To be fair, and there was, like, evil lightning arcing towards me, so it's a fair thing. Thank you. I think it was the right call-ish.
I'm not convinced, to be honest.
Well, I mean, the previous right call that I made got me killed, so, like, we'll see.
So right now, there are giant blocks of rock that are slamming into Gorilek Yonir. I need you to make... a dexterity save.
Black Putty won't be able to do that.
And I need Dashbold to make a dexterity save at disadvantage.
Nat 20, but 29.
Nat 20.
You are fine.
That's a disadvantage. And we're doing a 6 plus a 6. 12.
You are taking half of your hit points damage.
Already. Okay.
And it is your initiative.
Sweet.
You're at 7 successes. 2 failures. Don't crit fail.
We've been here before.
Yes, and you've lost from here before.
So yeah. How many successes are we on?
7.
Oh, so this is okay.
You need to get 2 failures to lose, 1 success
Can
to win.
Can I just point out 4 of these successes are me?
Are they?
I've crit both times.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's your new best boy.
Best boy Jimmy Jam.
This is my new class.
You're back on the liquor list.
Yeah, his new class is just class. A D20 that inexplicably has 20s all over it. Yeah, I rolled for this new class. It's called I Win.
Yep. Oh, that'd be so much easier.
I would like to communicate to M. Just let me know if I can do this. We need to get everyone together. I want to give her advantage on persuasion to project her voice and get everyone to come to her.
Bardic inspiration.
Yeah, and some bardic inspiration action would happen.
So you want to help M
yep.
on what check?
Persuasion.
On persuasion.
Mm.
I'm going to say sure, because either way, it's by the time it gets to M, it's going to be decided.
Sweet. Yep.
As Dashbold is now sucked entirely into the beast.
Help!
He yells at M
as well,
as one hand and gets sucked in, being chomped as this tube worm orifice. Hey,
no, I don't. We don't need the description. Him. Okay. I get that it's an audio format, but really.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong about a tube worm orifice. No, it's fine.
It's college again.
And finally we come to Black Patty, cowering manly like next to Gorilek's ear. Dodging giant rocks as they slam into this beast.
You should whisper sweet nothings into his ear.
Yeah, you're not a bad option for this last roll.
The creature is going to is starting to climb the fortress, which is basically collapsing underneath it as it rips it apart, trying to get you off of its skin. But it does seem to be trying to get to that one point up the top that it struck with energy when it first screamed to the heavens.
Okay. Great idea, Dashbold. I'm going to try to do a persuasion check to gather everyone in one place so we can get the hell out of here.
I will
not allow that.
Did you do it like intimidation?
No, my persuasion is much better.
Why do we need to be intimidated to go and to survive?
Yeah, I honestly don't think people can hear you. You can't see or hear Dashbold, who's just been swallowed, as has Palus.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's within your... Even if you persuaded them, I don't think they could do what you wanted.
Yeah, to be fair, I'm still hanging by a rope. You can tell me whatever the fuck you want. I'm just going to be there.
Okay, I shall do an acrobatics if I can. I want to swing down towards the party. Like, I'm way up the head. Everyone else seems to be much further down towards the...
Except M and Palos, but...
Yeah, well, that's their problem.
Okay, you want to get down to where James is?
Yeah.
To what end?
Oh, wait. Can I swing anywhere close to M?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I'm doing that.
It's fair.
That is a... Not enough. A 22.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't have the advantage, did you? No one else has any last version. All right, nothing?
So we are at...
Okay, this but, is
you know, if that had been a success or fail. If that was a persuasion, that would have been a 24, guys.
We're at a success or fail point of the skill challenge.
And
I don't know how this consistently happens.
You can help, and then it goes to M, I think, and then...
I'm inside of flesh.
So...
Think good thoughts.
What happens now?
Yeah.
Is Black Patty swings with his rope to a point just ahead of where the god demon is going and swings, hoping to get to where M is before the god demon gets any further. However, the god demon just twists its body and slams Black Patty between it and the fortress that it is climbing, King Kong style. Halve your hit points, please. As it climbs, and the whirlwind of rock and debris, fire and metal, gore from the bodies of the gnolls and the leftover carcasses of what they were being fed, spirals about all of you. Palus, you are inside what is like a very... You're inside muscle tissue.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
Fully conscious.
Yeah.
Fully aware of what you're
Am
doing.
Am I like squished or is it like an open wound and I'm caught at the bottom?
It was an open wound and you just kind of slipped in. So you are squished.
Yeah.
You could try and climb out. You could try and damage inside here. You could do anything really that you want to do.
So here's my thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to draw upon the survival instincts of the gnoll. And I think what he's going to do is try and like... consume this flesh.
Okay.
And eat his way out. I don't know. Like, it. Like, can I like try and make a judgment as to like, because what I was going to do is make a survival check to judge where these rocks were going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that anymore because I'm stuck inside muscle. There's limited what I can do.
Like, eating things is really tearing chunks
survival when it comes to like game, like actually separating muscle from flesh, I'd let you have survival.
That's
to
what
kind
I want to do.
Fine, I'll let you have it at advantage because of your null.
Okay.
Business.
Okay. Look, I'm not good at rolling, so it's not going to go well anyway. But thank you for the advantage. Are we ready? It didn't go well.
Okay.
It's a 14, max 14.
So that is a failure.
Big oof.
What happens now?
Oof. Are we dead? If I'm dead, I know what my next character is going to be. Guys, if I die, you get to look forward to a fantastically fun, grimdark character who's just going to be...
I don't think you get the joy of death. I don't think Zane is going to release you from this mortal coil.
Black Patty's too popular, let's face it.
What happens as you hear... M hears a roar from inside the fusion of these two creatures as it climbs and reaches up to that glowing red point on top of the fortress, which it touches and disappears, and everything falls to the ground. Everyone's unconscious.
Am I still inside its body, or did I fall to the ground?
Wait and see.
We'll wait and see. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, do I go unconscious?
Yep.
Oh. Everyone goes unconscious.
Everything, including the hailstorm of flesh, rock, and metal, falls. The end.
And that is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see what the aftermath of not killing a demon lord god in hell could possibly be. A big thanks goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art, also to Tabletop Audio and Battle Bards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you would like to help us out, tell your gaming group that there's a great D&D podcast that they should all be listening to. We are coming to the end of our third season. Don't worry, it is several tens of episodes away, but it is approaching. So, if you want to get in, start now and binge away. Until next time, thank you for listening.
So what mountain were the stones in the walls of this specific monastery mined from exactly?
Where can my character take a dump?
What's the governmental structure of every town in this entire
Which
continent?
Magic using class is like the most attractive?
How do these people know how to make tunnels under their town when all they do is farm?
Why does the genie always
you?
Refuse to make people fall in love with me? Like,
if
who hurt
poison
him?
Rules are the same for every player race, does that mean they all have
can
the
my
same
character have a pet?
System?
Ooh, can that pet have a pet?
Are your players asking too many questions? Do you really know how your world works? Don't you wish there was a podcast that made this whole thing easier? Come on over to Dungeon Deep Dive, your favourite fantasy world-building podcast. Whether it's tabletop RPGs or creative writing, we do the research so you don't have to. Find us on your podcatcher of choice or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @DungeonDeepDive.